Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin was salatu was salam ala rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Ya ayyuhan nasu taqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida wa khalaqa minha zawjaha wa batha minhumā rijālan katīran wa nisā'a. واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundant praise. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send His peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَى قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, has not the time come that the hearts of the believers were affected by the remembrance of Allah? وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنْ الْحَقِّ, and what was sent from truth. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the scholars of tafsir mentioned, makes reference to the Qur'an twice in the same verse. Has not the time come that the believers' hearts are affected by the remembrance of Allah? The remembrance of Allah means the Qur'an. وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ, and what was sent from the truth also is the Qur'an. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the antidote, the remedy for the heart to gain this reverence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and this love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Qur'an. And He did so by mentioning the Qur'an twice in one verse in its relationship with the heart. And the next verse in Surah Al-Hadid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَعْلَمُ, know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He brings a dead earth to life. He brings the earth to life after its death. Imam Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, He's striking an example of the role of the Qur'an and its relationship with the heart of the person. Just as the Qur'an brings, just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings life to the dead land with rain, the Qur'an, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brings life to the dead hearts. Sadness, grief, depression, anxiety, all of these are min khutawat shaytan, from the ways that shaytan uses us to give up, to not make effort, to not try. And if we look around us, the condition of maybe the economy, our families, our children, our neighbors, the Muslim community, what's going on back home in some of our parents and their children's land, maybe we feel this sadness and this grief. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He orders us not to be sad. And He orders us not to be scared. When He says subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't be sad. And actually this lamb is called lamb al-nahi. You are forbidden to be sad. It's not acceptable for you to be sad. It's haram for you to be sad. Meaning the sadness that causes you to give up on in having hope in Allah. Not the natural sadness. وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Don't be sad and don't grieve. وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Indeed you will be, inshaAllah, victorious if you are believers, this condition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, we find Him strengthening the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the relationship with the Qur'an and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an intimate relationship, a beautiful relationship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qur'an says, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and this form of the verb bashir means constantly give good news to the believers, remind them of Allah's promise. إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٍّ, that the promise of Allah is true. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at times, He sent verses to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which strengthened him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and gave him the transcendence to overcome the situation around him. And we, wallahi by Allah, are in more need of this than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we're in our workplaces, we're in our homes with our families, and we're screaming and yelling at each other over who can control the remote control and watch the Olympics, and so on and so forth, about the bills, who spends the money, I make the money, you spend the money, I make the money, you spend the money, where we're going to go for dinner, and so on and so forth, all of these problems that fall upon us, we are in more need than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was the Habib of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who was the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and still, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he strengthens the Prophet with the Qur'an. Wallahi, what about us if this is the state of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That's why they said about the companions, something beautiful. They said the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his homeboys, if they lost even the rope on their camel, they will go to the Qur'an for advice, to find direction. And the stories found in the Qur'an and the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wallahi, they're a way to bring this life and this, inshaAllah, positive outlook towards life back into our hearts. That's why Al-Junayd rahimahullah said, Al-Hikaya, the stories, Jun min Junudillah. He said, the stories of the righteous, Hikaya to Salihin, the stories of the righteous people are like soldiers from the soldiers of Allah. Yuthabbitullahu biha قلوب أوليائه. And by them Allah strengthens the hearts of those who are close to him. One of the most important moments in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the beginning of his prophethood in Mecca, alayhi salatu wassalam. When he sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after he received اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق, then after that came Surah Al-Muzammil, Surah Al-Mudathir. We know that the revelation stopped for some time. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, the revelation stopped for 12 days. This is the strong opinion. Not 40 days or 4 months, 6 months, as some people said, even 1 year. As Ibn Abbas, he mentioned 12 days. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at that time, some of the disbelievers began to chastise him. And they would say, وَدَّعَهُ رَبَّهُ وَدَّعَهُ رَبُّهُ, that his Lord has left him, has caused him to be left. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abandoned him. A'udhu billah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes him. At that moment in time, as the ulama mentioned, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sad. But we have to make a point here. And this is a mistake we have to be careful of sometimes in the seerah, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he wasn't sad because he doubted in the promise of Allah. There's no way that the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam, and his name is Al-Mutawakkil, the one who trusts in Allah is one of his names, he will doubt in Allah's promise. But as Sayyid Qutb rahimahullah, he mentioned, the Prophet's sadness was because he was away from the Qur'an. That he became enamored, that he became intoxicated with the beauty of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just to be away from the Qur'an for 12 days, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He became saddened, he became depressed. Why? He loves the Qur'an, his connection to the Qur'an. Me and you, do we have this sadness? We see every time we come home, the Qur'an on our shelf. Did we sit with our children, we sit with our wives, read some verses of Qur'an, bring some nur in the house, push the shayateen away. Here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he longs for the Qur'an. He wants the Qur'an, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent Surah Duha. And subhanAllah, it's a beautiful surah. And the impact of the surah is very powerful. Because at that time, the Quraysh, they were denying him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what Allah had promised him. They were denying what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had reassured him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, by the duha. And the duha, as most ulama said, is when the sun is in the middle between its zenith and after Fajr, its brightest time. And the Arabs, they used to say, we know it's the duha when we find the small camels, they lift up their feet from the sand because the sand becomes very hot. So they said, this is the duha. But this is also a figurative usage in the Quran. Like Allah says, وَالشَّمْسِ وَالضُحَاهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he swears by the sun, as the ulama mentioned, this is to reassure the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to reassure us as his nation, that this message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and your ummah is like the sun, is going to spread all over the world. So don't be sad, O Muhammad. Don't be sad, O Ummah of Muhammad. وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى. As the sun pushes away the darkness and brings warmth and beauty and nurtures the earth, the message of Islam will spread from the east to the west and bring this warmth and this beauty until someone like even me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided this miskin to his deen. So alhamdulillah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Allah says, وَالضُّحَى Ya salam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he understands the meaning. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى And the night. And some ulama said this means shortly before the time of Fajr, when the night is still. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to أَحْيَى لَيْلَهُ He used to make his light, as Ibn Qayyim said, we are in the night time, كَأَنَّنَا فِي دَوْءِ نَهَارِ We are in the night, but it's like we're in the daytime. The brightness of the daytime. Why? Because we filled our nights with qiyam and dhikr and dua. So even though we're in the deep night, it was though we're in the brightness of the day because of this nur that we brought in our homes from the Quran and from the dhikr. مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَالَ This word is very beautiful. And this is an oath. Allah says, by the sun, by the duha, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى And by the night. And this is an oath. Like in slang, in English, we used to say, I put that on my mama. Sorry to use this terminology, but those of you who understand, you can understand what it means. Right? Somebody says, are you going to make this free throw? He says, I put it on my mom, I'm going to make that free throw. Yani, I swear by my mother. This is not acceptable in Islam, but just to show you the usage also. In the Quran, Allah says, I swear by the duha, and I swear by the layl. مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَالَ This is called Jawab al-Qasim. Allah answers the oath. I swear by the brightness of the sun, this duha, and I swear by the stillness of the night that indeed your Lord has not left you. He has not abandoned you. Wada'a comes from the word that means when you want to say goodbye to a traveler. Somebody came to visit you, you say, Ma salama, jazakallahu khair for visiting me. We'll see you later. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He describes the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a traveler who will never leave the one who he's visiting. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will never leave him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا قَالَ And he's not displeased with you sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى And what's to come or the hereafter is better than what came first. The ulama said this has two meanings. Number one, this dunya. What we promised for you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the akhirah is much better than what's in this dunya. The second meaning is very beautiful. It means what will come to your ummah and what will come to your nation eventually will be better than what they started with. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam, he said as related by Imam al-Tabarani, and brothers, we have to not lose hope, wallahi. We have to not lose hope in Allah. Maybe all the tests that we're facing, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ are good for us. And I believe khayr will come from these things, inshaAllah. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as related by Imam al-Tabarani, I was shown the future of my ummah, and I was pleased with what I saw. I was happy with what I saw, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى We'll stop here, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or your Lord, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will give you in the future something that will please you. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who benefit from the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we can translate his seerah into Cisco, into Sun, into Microsoft, wherever we're working, in our homes, with our kids, with our neighbors. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا أَسْتَغْفِرَ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن ولا الله سبحانه وتعالى says to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى يا سلام الله سبحانه وتعالى he says and Allah and your Lord O Muhammad your Lord ربك here the ulama said something interesting he didn't say ولسوف يعطيك الله ما ترضى he said your Lord Because the word Lord in the Arabic language is the one who nurtures you, who looks after you, who takes care of you. As Imam Ibn Ashur, rahimahullah, He said, as though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what's going to come to you? What you're about to face is going to be difficult. But I'm your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I will carry you and walk you and nurture you through all these problems. So don't worry. And if you understand that, then think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ هَذِهِ indeed, this ummah is one ummah, وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُونَ and I am your Lord, so worship me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks to us as the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says, I am your Rabb. And the word Rabb in the Arabic language is used to show love and nurture and mercy and caring, as though constantly looking after you. He will not leave you. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ So as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reassures the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am your Lord. Also he tells this ummah, the nation of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُوا He says, I am your Lord, so worship me. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rahmah, great mercy from Allah. Bushra min Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَلَسَوْفِ يُعْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reminds the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these next few verses are like tafsir of the word Rabb. What does the Rabb do? Allah says, أَلَمْ يَجِدَ كَيَتِيمًا فَآوَى Did we not find you as an orphan? فَآوَى means رُجُوعُ إِلَى الْمَنْزِلِ Did we not find you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as an orphan? And it's used in the Arabic language to mean somebody who had difficulty as a kinaya, as a figurative usage, means that we took care of every one of their problems. They had no problem after this. فَآوَى فَآوَاك We looked after you, we took care of you, didn't have any problems. وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى And we found you astray. Here we have to point out two things. Number one, it doesn't mean that the Prophet was doing evil. He was astray in this way. It means, as the ulama said, he didn't know about Islam. He didn't know the right way. He was confused because he disliked what his people were doing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided him. وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى And we found you poor and we enriched you. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala don't come for free, brothers and sisters. They don't come for free. So after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions, he reassures the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he explains, what does it mean, Rabb? Rabb is the one who found you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yateeman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took you as an orphan and looked after you and raised you. As the Prophet said, أَدَّبَنِي رَبِّي فَأَحْسَنَ تَأْدِيبًا The Prophet said, my Lord is the one who taught me and gave me these good characteristics in the best possible manner. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As the ulama said, in the life of the Prophet, especially as an infant and as a child, anyone who got close to him died. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was training him and teaching him to only trust on Allah. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانَ Everything's gonna go from you. Everything's gonna die. وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقَ And what's with Allah will last. So the Muslim, when he knows this, he will set his purpose to Allah and nothing else. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after he mentions that the Prophet was yateem, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was lost, and Allah guided him, and that he was poor, and Allah enriched him, and the ulama said enriched him with two things. Hidayah, Islam, and number two, Khadijah. Because sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرُ مَتَعَ The best thing in this dunya is a righteous wife, a good woman. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to unite husbands and wives and to make them from the salihin. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of the surah, he mentions, even to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his habib, the one he loves, that these blessings don't come without zakah. Everything has zakah. Money has zakah. Knowledge, the zakah of knowledge, is to practice. The zakah of good character is to be tested. What's the zakah figuratively? What does the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have to do? فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ First, don't turn away from the orphan. What was the first blessing that the Prophet mentioned, that Allah mentioned to the Prophet? You were an orphan. So just as we look after you, just as we cared for you, you also have to look and care for the weak and the poor and the orphan. وَأَمَّا السَّائِلِ And the one who asks, don't turn away from him. Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahimahullah, he says here the one who asks is the one who asks about Islam. The one who comes to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asking about this religion, don't turn away him. Why? وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى. As we guided you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also don't turn away from those people who seek guidance. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we found you poor and we enriched you. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. So discuss and mention the blessing that Allah gave you. As I finish now, brothers and sisters, a few lessons we can take from this instance and the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number one, don't be sad and don't be depressed. Trust in Allah's wisdom more than we trust. We should trust in Allah's wisdom more than we trust in our sadness and our depression. Number two, we have a responsibility as a community to fulfill these three things that were mentioned in this surah. Number one is to have responsibility for our situation in this country and the people of this country, the weak, the poor, the oppressed, those who need help. Number two is da'wah, to call people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make this religion clear. I remember once there was a brother in a conference and they asked him about his parents. And he said, no one ever told my parents about Islam. And he started to cry. He said, subhanAllah, how come no one ever told them about Islam? They used to work with Muslims. They used to be around Muslims. No one even once told them about Islam. And number three, we should mention the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should have some swagger in our step that Allah guided us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to unite us with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and let us drink from the hands of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help those who became Muslim, to give them a good understanding of Islam and to guide their families to Islam and their friends. We ask Allah to bless our youth in this community. We ask Allah to give them transcendence to overcome their sins and their weaknesses. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any one of us who have suffered from depression, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove that depression from us and replace it with happiness and shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah to make us from those who pray fajr in the masjid. We ask Allah to unite husbands and wives who might have any problems. We ask Allah to erase those problems and put nur in the family. We ask Allah to cure our brother Shamin, who's here today, alhamdulillah, and to give his wife strength, who's looking after her husband. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make her, inshallah, from those people who Allah loves, and they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us Jannah. We ask Allah to protect us from the hellfire. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة